First of all, these issues are complex and have a long history. But there are a few tidbits and definitions that can help you sift through the immense pile of information. Here's a little history to start with. 1. In the mid-1970s, Wrangell and Petersburg created the Thomas Bay Power Authority for exploration and development of hydropower. 2. The Four Dam Pool Power Agency was the precursor to SEPA. Many SEPA policies are rollovers from that time. 3. SEPA formed in the early 2000s as the agency to cover power from the three panhandle communities of Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg. 4. SEPA contracts TBPA to operate and maintain the Taiyi Hydroelectric Facility, which is located in Wrangell Borough boundaries. KPU in Ketchikan does the same for Swan Lake. And 5. SEPA sells the power from Taiyi to Wrangell and Petersburg. TBPA does not sell power. It operates and maintains the facility. So now, if we just look at this year alone, there have been a lot of changes to how SEPA communities handle the agreements among them, especially Wrangell and Petersburg. These two communities historically shared the administrative costs of TBPA half and half. A budget was forwarded to SEPA for the Taiyi Lake Operation and Maintenance, or O&M, costs. SEPA approved the budget, but rejected what's called the non-net billable costs. Those include, among other things, basic clerical and office costs. In May of this year, the Petersburg Assembly voted not to pay its portion of the O&M costs because it thought SEPA should be responsible for them. That left Wrangell footing the entire bill. So, fast forward several months, Wrangell and Petersburg met and did not come to any agreement. The Borough Assembly has discussed this over and over again at its meetings, but has not yet come up with a viable solution, and not for lack of trying. It's created the Special Energy Committee to hash out these fine details and make recommendations, and those meetings have been chock full of open and straightforward discussion. So, the Assembly decided to send 3 questions to an attorney to help understand its position in this whole situation. The attorney's response is part of the nearly 30 pages of documentation in this week's Special Assembly Meeting Packet. Sven Brandt Eriksson is the attorney that the Assembly consulted. This is a quick rundown of Wrangell's questions and Brandt Eriksson's answers. Question 1. Are the TBPA clerical and administrative costs normally allowed under Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, Accounting Code 539 and the Long-Term Power Sales Agreement? So, FERC accounting codes help separate out the mess of costs incurred by energy agencies. The short answer is, because TBPA doesn't sell power, the FERC accounting codes don't actually regulate who pays which costs. You've got to look at the power sales agreement and the Taiyi O&M agreement. In a nutshell, they say that SEPA has to approve any costs that it will take over. So, neither Wrangell nor Petersburg can independently tell SEPA, you have to pay X, Y, or Z. They can recommend it or request it, and SEPA has to approve or deny it. Question number 2. Does SEPA have the legal right to deny reimbursement of TBPA clerical and administrative costs based on SEPA's Policies and Procedures Handbook? The short answer is, well, there isn't one. Neither the Taiyi O&M agreement nor the power sales agreement are actually specific about which costs fall in the O&M category. There's a term that's used quite a lot, which is facility operating costs. But there's no specific definition for it, so it's open to interpretation. There is a section in the handbook that basically says SEPA does not have to pay general administrative costs. Then there's this little clause that says, okay, SEPA can pay them if they're necessary to the operation of the project. Since at this point in time, TBPA's only job is to run Taiyi, then in theory, every cost would fall under that category of necessary for the project. But that sort of defeats the point of the first section, excluding admin costs. If Wrangell made that argument, the attorney says SEPA could rewrite the section to make it more specific, or Ketchikan might want to jump on the bandwagon, so to speak, and put its utility costs on SEPA's tab, and that would make the whole thing more expensive for Wrangell anyway. Which brings us to question three. If SEPA does not have the right to deny these charges, can Wrangell deduct these costs when it pays the monthly power bill to SEPA? First of all, while TBPA is not prohibited from adding admin costs to the budget, SEPA is also not obligated to approve them either. The power sales agreement does not give a single community the power to, quote, independently determine on its own whether a TBPA operating cost is recoverable, end quote. So Wrangell can't just decide to stop paying. SEPA has to be part of the conversation and ultimately approve the costs. That basically leaves a few options for Wrangell. Number one, Wrangell absorbs TBPA and takes over operation of TAI. It takes over the facility and all of the costs. Number two, SEPA takes over the operation, costs, and employees of TAI. SEPA verbally offered this, though there's been no official written offer on the table. This is the option that Petersburg officially endorsed in an August resolution by their assembly, and is encouraging Wrangell to accept too. As part of this option, TBPA could be put on ice for a while until it's needed again for its original purpose, which is to explore hydro potential in Southeast. Now, there are a few other options on the table too, but I will leave those for the meeting. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.